and 2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You were out at football and Evans Orchard yesterday.
In the sun all day long. And today, when I woke up and went outside, I thanked the Lord for the weather that he had blessed us with this morning. Because it is so much different than it has been the last couple days.
Yeah, beautiful.
I mean, you wake up and you take a breath and it's like...
No.
I mean, it's so thick and just like tropical almost.
I know.
Just at, you know, at 6 in the morning. But this morning, it broke.
Yes.
The humidity is much
no
different.
Haze.
It's nice and cool. Yeah, because yesterday, it was, I mean, the good thing about yesterday, it was overcast most of the day, but it was still just so swampy, and then if the sun came out, then it's like Amazon weather. Yeah.
Lots of kids?
Lots of kids. Yes, lots of kids.
Good.
Lots and lots
good.
Of kids. And snot. And dirty fingers. And crying. In poopy diapers, in parents with questionable. No, it was a great event. I'm being overly harsh. It went so much better than it did the year before. The previous year, there were like 10,000 people coming out there. Evans Orchard, entire property was filled with cars. The traffic was backed up on the way so bad that Scott County Sheriff had to come in and like, clear it up, take care of business. And then it was so compact last year. We didn't use the property as much. Didn't know how many people were going to show up. And this year we spread it out, extended the hours, got the sheriff's department involved, you know, learned our lessons, and it went without a hitch. It was smooth and all that. But the I'd put in some work before I even went to football.
Yeah,
and then football, the sun came out during football. So it was nice and toasty out there.
Yeah.
And then walking the length of the field, because they got two fields.
Several times.
And they wouldn't let you go in between the fields. So you went around the entire field. That was, still, it was good. The good thing that came out of that was Mark Stoops said, it's nice to have this big facility here because we can let you guys in and other people. We'll see how many more times he lets us in.
Yeah.
But. And then I went back to Evans Orchard and stood in the sun for the next 4 hours at a little bouncy area, watching kids bounce up and down.
What'd you think of the crowd for the open practice? It looked like it was pretty decent.
I think I saw reported about 2,000. It looked good. Saw a few people I knew. A lot of cheering, you know, for the good plays and all that. But back to me, Mary Jo.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just have to add that putting my body through that, I'm not sure how much I can do that.
That rigorous day.
I mean, it beat you down. I can tell I need to be in better shape. There's no doubt about it. And then I thought I'd go to bed early last night after a long day like that. No, stupid. Try, you know.
The Olympics are on, the Hall of Fame speeches.
I know. So, went to bed late, and it really is by the grace of God that I'm here this morning.
And you got your coffee, too. Like, you had time to do that.
I had
to. So, that's good.
And I cleaned up dog poop and pee, got the boys breakfast, took a shower. I mean, it's a lot.
That is a lot. That is more than I did this morning.
Well, on the show today, we have a bunch of stuff sound from freshman football players, because on media day, that's the only day you're allowed to interview the true freshmen. After that, they're off limits until they actually play in a football game. So you only get that chance, and you don't really know much about them or know their personalities or anything, and you're not going to get a chance to do that. So media day, I tried to get as many freshmen as I could and talked to only them. So I didn't talk to Drew Barker or Matt Elam or Kaywan Ross. Anybody I could talk to the rest of camp, I just didn't talk to them.
Right. But it sounds like a lot of these freshmen do have some pretty cool personalities and good stories. So
they
it's fun to learn about them.
Cordell Looney is a guy I think will play this year. Defensive tackle, freshman. He'll play. So we talked to him. T.J. Carter is another guy that's gotten a little buzz, like Jeremy Jarman and Freddie Maggard. We're talking about him. A couple other guys were mentioning that he looks like he's ready to be a defensive end in the SEC. So we heard from him. And then Cash Daniel, Drake Jackson, Landon Young, also Boogie Watson. I mean, I had to interview Boogie Watson.
Yeah.
And then this kid, Drew Schlegel, his dad played here. So he's got some really cool stuff to say. You're going to like what he has to say. And all of this stuff is mostly nonsense and fun. Just so you know, it's not serious, boring football talk. It's straight up. So you like to tap dance, eh?
Yeah.
Good stuff like that.
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, they put this stuff in the media guide of those little questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them take it seriously and some of them just write down whatever to get through it. But it's stuff like, what would your dream job be if you weren't able to play in the NFL? Or, you know, what do people not know about you? Or,
yeah.
So I just went through those and found a nice, interesting list of guys that said things like, is a tap dancer. dad played at UK, had a West Point Army rugby offer. Dream job is WWE. Dream job is accountant. Learning the banjo. Okay, so these are
learning
all the things.
Learning the banjo.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Hence why you come to Kentucky.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I got to know, though, before we go on, what was it like watching your hero, Brett Favre?
It was emotional. Yeah. Once he lost it, I kind of lost it.
Yeah. Well, he spent 9 minutes talking about his dad.
Yeah.
That's a pretty long part. He was having a hard time getting through it, too.
Yeah. I did see, you know, some people saying, well, this is, you know, going on forever, dragging. It didn't feel that way to me. Of course, I'm a huge fan, so that's part of it. But, yeah. You know, it felt so real and authentic. So it didn't feel like it was dragging on. Like, this was what he needed to say, wanted to say. I thought it was really cool when he was telling the story about his something that he overheard his dad telling other assistant coaches when he was in high school about him.
Yeah.
And how he never told his dad he'd ever heard it, and but it stuck with him his whole life. And
He overheard his dad tell the other coaches that I know my son didn't play well last week, but he's going to redeem himself. He'll be back. I promise you. That's the kind of kid he is. So to hear that, because he prefaced that earlier, or was preceded in his speech by how tough his dad was. There's no room for crybabies. So I'm sure, and his dad was a football coach, so there's not a whole lot of hugging and I love yous, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so not a lot of telling him how good he is or whatever. And so he overhears what his dad really thinks about him.
And it stuck with him.
And he said, driving force.
I hope I've been redeeming myself for, you know, my whole career. And, it was emotional. It was pretty cool. I had never actually heard the story of how he met his wife. And so that was part of it. They didn't talk a whole lot about text messages or pictures sent via text. But I thought it was good. All the speeches I thought were pretty good. Tony Dungy's was great. Marvin Harrison, you just never heard him talk ever.
Right.
And so his was good. Orlando Pace.
Kevin Green.
Listening to him. Kevin Green's was probably the best. And you could tell his dad was a tough son of a gun on him, too.
Well, Favre's, I really liked a couple things that he said. One was that, you know, being a father is hugely important. If you're a father, how important it is to take it seriously and take a big part in it. Because it clearly was a big factor in his life, which, I mean, parents are always that way. But just the importance of it. And then him saying that he gave it his all every time. And, you know, the lesson should be to you guys out there. Don't, you know, when you're 25, you can't go back and change it in high school. It only comes once. That's it. It's over.
And how much fun he had.
Yeah.
And he did. Like, he had all the guys that played with him stand up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
yeah.
I had so much fun with you. And you could always see that. I mean,
yeah.
Even when I hated him, when he was crushing the Vikings playing for Green Bay, you could always see that he was having fun.
Yeah.
And I will never forget the game after his father passed.
Right.
And he was just, he was unbelievable. Out of this
world.
It
was a Monday Night Football game. Yeah.
And it was, that was.
He said, I love smacking Marco on the rear end.
Yeah. He liked it too.
Yeah, Marco, you liked it too. That's what it's all about right
yeah.
there. And he goes, not necessarily smacking guys on the rear end, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Do you not feel like football is more, I don't know, just
it
like
is the greatest
the camaraderie
sport. Yes.
That's on a football team and in a football locker room is just different than every other sport.
Absolutely, 100%. That's what it made me think about. It made me miss football. It made me think about the guys I played football with, those times, that camaraderie. And I thought to myself, well, there's just no better game. And I don't know. I've heard people say that, you know, sports teach character. But then again, you can make a ton of cases of how it doesn't teach any character whatsoever with the characters that are in it. But there are so many life lessons to be learned from it. And then the thing that makes it great for a guy, I think, is it allows you to be a boy and a man, both. Mm-hmm. You're a boy in the locker room, snapping rear ends with towels, you know, dumping ice buckets on each other, messing around. And then you go out on the field and it's, you know, it's man-on-man combat, physical, hands-on, showing your toughness. And then the competition and the thrill of victory.
Yeah, so, it doesn't seem like that is that the emotion is the same with any other sport. And when people who've played football talk about it, it's almost never about the wins and the losses. It's always about the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's always about the guys that stood next to you. And football also more than so many other sports, like you have to rely on the dude next to you to do his job.
Yeah.
And the guy on the other side of you to do his job so much more than I think in almost any other sport.
And you share something that you know people who don't play it wouldn't understand some of the things, you know, so that there's a bond there of just pulling in the same direction and experiencing the same things. And then they wear you down so much that it tests you so physically and mentally that's another layer of a bond that's there. Like when I was shooting football practice yesterday, I'm watching those guys hitting the sled and it is so hot and they're in full pads and I can see it on their faces and it immediately takes me back to that exact same feeling back then. And I just thought to myself, man, if you only knew how good that feeling really is.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't think that right now in the middle of it, but me holding a camera feeling almost the same way. I'd rather be hitting that sled with you over there, you know? So he just reminds us what football is all about. And his speech was great,
yep.
I thought.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear, who should we hear from first? I think let's go with Boogie Watson.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have to hear from Boogie Watson. And we'll do that next. On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, I'm Gary Michaels. In the state of Kentucky, we have lost over 600 men and women in law enforcement in the line of duty.
And I'm Joe Gilliland, president of Blue Knights Kentucky Chapter 11. On August the 13th, we will honor five officers who gave their lives last year.
If you need more information or you would like to donate, please visit our website. The Lexington Police Department will escort this ride.
The Ride to Remember, August the 13th, you're invited.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Offices, Lexington.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. Get your swagger on at Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop. Open 7 days a week, Prince Cuts Barbershop is Lexington's most upscale barbershop, and the men there give you the style you deserve. Prince Cuts has something for everyone, and you can even book your appointment online at PrinceCuts.com. Prince Cuts is not your ordinary barbershop, it's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts. Call 299-CUTS. You will get a style fit for Prince.
Cheer on your Redlegs when they take on the Dodgers August 19th through the 22nd. Presented by Mike and Ike. Saturday, August 20th, the first 25,000 fans will receive a Reds USA t-shirt thanks to Toyota. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com.
ESPN Sports Radio. It's alive. 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Boogie, how many times have you been asked today about Boogie Cousins?
Yeah, I got that a lot. Somebody looked at my name on the paper. They say you think you're DeMarcus Cousins, so I get that a lot.
Now, did you get that before and before now? Did you get that before you came?
Yeah, I got that when I was about 7 years old.
No, I mean people asking you about it, though,
related to
DeMarcus Cousins.
No, I got that as soon as I committed to UK. Before that, never. But when they start making a correlation with UK, that's when the question came.
Now, does that just pop up, or, I mean, does everybody really call you that?
Oh, yeah, everybody called me. My teachers in high school, middle school, every team I played for, that's my name for real.
And that came from, I guess, dancing as a kid?
No, that's what a lot of people think, but actually it came from a little, I played when I was younger, my basketball team. The other guy on my team, we had the same name, so one of us had to find a nickname. My dad's nickname was Bookie when he was a child, so they just switched the K and the G and named me Boogie, and it stuck. Yep.
See, when I read that you are a tap dancer, Boogie has nothing to do with that?
No, it doesn't. Actually, that's the crazy thing about it. Nah, I started tap dancing in high school, pretty good at it, but it has no correlation.
How in the world does a football player get into tap dancing?
See, my high school basketball coach, his wife was one of the tap dance teachers. So they were just like, just for footwork, you know, just the extra credit in the class. I just took it, you know, I ran with it. I liked it. A couple of other D1 guys from my high school did it, so we were in there having fun, and we were pretty good at it, too.
So did it turn into, like, the show Glee, but about tap dancing?
Yeah, basically, we had a whole lot of shows. I did a whole lot of shows in my high school career, yeah.
Did you travel and go other places and do them?
I didn't travel. They were mainly at my school or in the area that we lived in, but the whole school came out, the whole community, you know, it was a big thing.
So it was cool. You weren't, like, made fun of for it?
No, I wasn't made fun of. I look big and strong in all our uniforms usually cut off tees and stuff like that, so I look nice in the uniform.
But what about these guys around here? They know you're a tap dancer yet?
Nah, not a lot of them. They read my bio. They ain't got out there yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to come out soon.
And when it does?
They're going to take it too far. I already know. They take the smallest stuff too far here, but I love these guys, man. I'm glad to be here.
Boogie Watson, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, already love him.
Yes.
Already love him.
Absolutely. He's a linebacker. He's got a – looks good. You know, let me see what his height and weight is.
6'3", 235.
Boogie is 6'3", 235. Where are you?
I looked it up.
Oh, I look over. I don't see that you've got anything up. like you just rattled off the top of your head. I thought you were asking me for confirmation because I didn't see, you know, like a media guide sitting out in front of you. Yeah, he's a big dude. But, you know, he said Boogie, he got it because his dad's name was Bookie, and then they just changed the K and the G, which reminded me of Bookie Cobbins, the greatest player in the history of UK to never play. He's down in Louisiana somewhere, knocking heads, I'm sure. But
I wonder how much tap dancing, it's got to help your footwork,
yeah,
right?
That's what he was talking about. He said his wife, or the wife of the basketball coach, was the tap dance coach. And he said a few D1 guys, so a couple other D1 guys on his team, tap dancing. Where is he from? He is from Maryland. All right. Maybe you could get away with it better in Maryland. Georgia, Alabama. I don't know if that tap dance is going to work out for you.
Sometimes you get to freshmen and you talk to them and they are really open and great because they haven't had the training from UK saying don't ever really say anything.
Right.
And sometimes they've never really had cameras in front of them, so they just clam up.
Mm-hmm.
But he sounds like someone that we're going to want to talk to for like 4 years.
Well, if he's able to get out there on stage and tap dance, he has no fear of speaking in front of a camera. But, you know, where he's from, it may not be an area where they cover high school football the same. You know, Forestville, Maryland. You know, it's different some places where they don't get everywhere like that. But he was not anyone who stood out to me yesterday. Who stood out to me yesterday was more of the guys on the defensive line. But I also spent more time with the defensive line guys. You know, like if you – well, let me set it up for you. Like UK opens practice twice, I think, during fall camp. That's it. So it's the only footage you're able to get of all these players. And so if we do a story and you happen to mention Boogie Watson, one shot of him hitting a dummy for 7 seconds is not going to take care of your story's needs.
Yes.
You need about 45 seconds, a minute, 5-6 clips of just him. And to get that, you need to stick around with the linebacker group that he's in for a couple, 3 drills.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe 15, 20 minutes possibly. Well, if you do that, you can't do each position group that way and get it all in the time you're there. So a lot of times TV stations take 2 cameras.
Yes.
Like KYT had 2 guys there. The 18 may have. I didn't notice, but that's how you get it all. So I stuck around with the defensive line group for 2 or 3 drills, two or three different drills. And then by doing that, you get a sense of who those guys are within their own group. So Reggie Mint immediately stands out as the leader of the defensive line.
Okay.
He is the guy who is yapping. When somebody messes up in a drill, he's the first one to come over, hit him on the rear end, lock in, focus, let's go. Nobody else says much, but Reggie Mint does. And he's the first one in line, so he's the first one to do the drill. And if there's 2 guys going in the same drill, Courtney Miggins is the other guy who's first in line. So those are your leaders on the defensive line, Miggins and Mint.
As they should be because they've been around.
Yeah. And Miggins, by the way, I remember seeing him when he got here last year. He is much bigger. He is really filled out. He looks to be a stud. It makes you feel better about the defensive line seeing the group together. And then I think Jaquizz Cross. Since we're bringing up Jaquizz Cross, do you have that anywhere? Got it?
I was reading the media guide. It says that your eyes change colors.
Yes, sir.
Well, how does that happen? Does it have to have, like, you got a different color shirt on and then it changes? Or what happens? You chameleon or what?
I mean, it's weird. It kind of changes by my moods. Like, when I'm happy, they're blue. When I'm mad, they're green. And then, like, if I look into the light for too long, then they turn gray. So
see if we can get. Can we see your eyes change now?
I don't know what color they are right now.
He was looking into the camera, opening his eyes at that time. So probably plays better on television. But Jaquizz Cross is the guy who has if you've seen pictures of him, he has blonde hair. He's a light-skinned African-American, or biracial, I guess. But his hair is blonde, like surfer boy blonde.
Yeah.
And so then he has a beard to go with it, and it just sticks out so much on such a tan face, you know? So he has a unique look about him for that reason. And then the eyes changing color thing was kind of funny. But he is a big old boy. 6'3", 312, from New Market, Alabama. And he was going in with like Matt Elam and Jacob Hyde at nose guard, doing some of those drills. And he looked like he belonged right away. I mean, I think he's going to play. And then in some of the drills, like some of these drills, it may be just the second day for some of these freshmen ever doing this particular drill.
Because most of them weren't here this spring.
Right. I noticed that he was complimented two or three times for how he executed the drill, and that he didn't mess it up, and they didn't need to do it again. Okay, Jaquiz, do it again. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Like Jimmy Brumbaugh, the D-line coach, and DJ Elliott will both demonstrate, but it's quick. You know, it happens quickly. You need to be paying attention to be on it. And some of those guys that are freshmen, understandably so, need to do it again. And they needed to show it to him again and explain him better. Not Jaquiz Cross. He was on top of it every time. He's a guy that could be right in there when Matt Elam's not on the field. Because you're probably going to have...
You're going to have someone rotating out with him anyways.
And it may be three guys.
Yeah.
But that is one of the impressions I took away, is that defensive line is...
I mean, that's good, because that's my biggest fear.
Yeah. It has the potential. Yeah. Like, if you haven't seen them, you already don't know much about them, some of these guys, and they definitely haven't played enough to prove anything. So if that's the case, and you're worried about it, which Kentucky fans are, I mean, that's clearly one of the question marks, I felt better about it seeing them in practice. They're a big group, and there's enough of them, they'll be fine. You know, even if they have, like, some trouble not knowing what to do, they're big and physical enough to just not know what to do and handle a guy.
To make up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they guess wrong or get to the wrong hole or something like that, that can cost you. Mistakes like that can, but they're big bodies. Having big bodies is good. That's a start. That's where you need to start with, instead of having some of those smaller guys.
Well, and Stoops has always said, the best secondary in the country, or the best secondaries in the country, have the best defensive front. I mean, that's how you...
Right.
Your secondary looks really good when the quarterback is scrambling around, running for his life.
Forced to make decisions under pressure. Yeah. All right, coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show, more from the freshmen. We've heard from Boogie Watson and Jaquiz Cross, Cordell Looney. I mean, you're just not going to believe what Cordell Looney's dream job is. And we'll hear him talk about it here next. He's one of those defensive linemen, by the way, that's going to play. Here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Don't try to
fight the feeling, 'cause the Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Your Lexington Legends are giving all kids 12 and under free tickets. That's right, free tickets for all kids at the game today against the Hickory Crawdads. First pitch is at 2:05. As always, on Sunday, all kids run the bases after the game. Sign your child up for free at LexingtonLegends.com.
The Nest Center for Women, Children, and Families gives children a chance, victims a choice, and families a future. Join us this year on Saturday, August 27th, for our annual fundraiser, A Night for the Nest. To benefit this long-standing nonprofit community organization, A Night for the Nest is an elegant celebration at the beautiful Normandy Farm. From 6 to 11 p.m., enjoy music by Mercy Men Band and Raleigh Daly and Danny Cecil Duo. Dinner by Chef Renata at Creative Table Kitchen and Catering, and locally created cocktails. Participate in a silent auction and put your name in for an exciting raffle to win a trip to Florida with airfare and accommodations provided. It's A Night for the Nest, and you don't want to miss it. Saturday, August 27th, from 6 to 11 p.m. at Normandy Farm. Your support will help provide a safe place for education, counseling, and support to women, children, and their families in crisis. For tickets, call 859-259-1974 or visit nestlexington.org.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play, at the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dream job outside of football would be what?
Accounting.
Accounting. Accounting. What in the world?
I'm gonna be an accountant.
How did that come up?
Like I'm good with numbers. I don't know. I just like it.
But accountant is probably the most boring job.
No,
in the world.
No. I took classes when I was in high school. I took business classes. I took accounting. So I like it. I like it.
So you're kind of a dork in that way, right?
No, I'm not a dork. Nah.
But just the numbers thing. That's
I like numbers.
Jeez, Dan.
Yeah, 6'3", 285, and I called him a dork. smart guy right here. Yeah, when I said that, he's like, nah, dude. You don't know me, bro.
Right.
You should have seen me in high school. I was slaying. Yeah, I'm not a dork.
We're the ones that chose careers that don't pay you any money.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. However, ESPN anchor was like three of these guys' dream jobs. So I was going, if I could have found this one guy, I was going to have him do all the interviews. Like, you want to be an ESPN anchor? Let's go. Training starts today. But that can backfire on you too.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
Because then you lose control of what's going on.
Yes. And then it becomes, sometimes that becomes wild and crazy and good because they all get together and get a little crazy. But Cordell Looney, I could tell, was already fitting in good with that defensive line group. Like, he and Courtney Miggins were joking it up a little bit. So, like I said already 100 times, he's going to play and they need him to. The offensive line, I stuck around with them a little bit. And Cole Mosier is definitely running at left tackle with the ones, as he did coming out of spring camp. Tate Leavitt there is in with the twos. I didn't see, like, Coach John Schlarman chewing out anybody really that much. So they all look to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. I did notice, and I don't know what this means, if anything, but Drake Jackson jumped in there at right tackle for a drill or two. Now, they could have just been filling in, or I just could have read the drill wrong or whatever, but, you know, he was in there. You know, Drake said that he had been playing some guard because he's recruited as a center, but he's not going to play for John Toth.
No.
Unless something happens to Toth, he's not going to be in there. So if he does get a chance to get in there, it would be at guard or possibly right tackle. He doesn't seem big enough to play right tackle. So I would say that was just that you probably should.
A drill specific thing. Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't read much of anything. Landon Young was running third team. But, I mean, it's day two, so you don't know.
Lots of time left.
Yeah. You got Drake. You got Drake Jackson ready to go. Let's listen to Drake Jackson.
Well, for me, I'm just coming and trying to do the best I can. When it comes to playing time, I don't know. I wish I could give you an answer, but that's something for the coaches to decide, depending on depth, depending on where we need. You know, I might have to play guard. I might. We'll have to see. But I think we've got guys in front that can play, guys that are really good with experience. We have depth all around, so that's good. I mean, I don't know if they need me. It just depends on if they want me. You know what I mean? So.
Has there been more conversations about guard? I know during the spring you were.
Yeah, I was getting reps at guard in the summer. Coach Schlarman said in the spring he wanted me at one position so I could learn the offense, know what's going on. And in the summer and in fall camp, I think I'll be rotating at guard a little bit.
What have you seen out of Landon? What have you noticed over the summer about him? Do you think he's ready to contribute?
Well, I think we have a lot of guys ready to contribute. You know, we'll just have to see in fall camp.
Yeah.
I think Landon's a great player, and I think it's just up to him. You know, if he and it, like I said, it's up to the coaches if they need us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have great offensive tackles: Mosier, Meadows, Mason Wolf, Tate. Even George can bump out and play tackle. So we've got some guys. We've got a lot of depth. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. It depends on how he does.
Who's the nastiest of the bunch up front?
The nastiest of the bunch. Oh, I'm the nastiest of the bunch.
A freshman says he's the nastiest
of
the bunch.
Ask anybody. No, I think we've got a lot of nasty guys. We got a lot of guys that finish blocks, go through the whistle. I expect to see a lot of pancakes out here Saturdays.
I like pancakes.
Yeah, I know.
Mason Wolfe, he mentioned him. He is a big old dude. 6'6", 305, redshirt freshman out of Henderson County, Kentucky. Seeing him in person, I mean, he looks good. I mean, that looks like an offensive line for the SEC. Guys that run about 6'5", 6'6", or if they're not that tall, they're big, stout, beefy dudes. And so Mark Stoops has mentioned it before, depth, but tackle is where they're really looking at depth. I mean, Cole Mosier, Tate Leavitt, Landon Young, Kyle Meadows, he mentioned, Mason Wolf. I mean, I think they got a chance to be good here. If you read Kyle Tucker's article on SECcountry.com, he kind of brings up the importance of not giving up sacks. And so for Kentucky, during all of its bowl streak, five, I guess?
Five in a row.
Yeah, five in a row. That it was about not giving up sacks. I think he saw one.
You don't remember Andre Woodson getting hit a whole bunch.
Right, being on his rear end a lot. Yeah. I think it was. They ranked first, second, and second in fewest sacks allowed. So that's that helps completion percentage, obviously, yeah. Which we've saw it hasn't been at 60% or better since 2010. And if Drew Barker has time, he's going to be good. He looked good yesterday. That was one of the things that you could take away. You could see that he was running the show. This was his deal. He looked better than Steven Johnson did. He was throwing darts. I mean, he had a lot of velocity on the ball, tight spirals, had a little bit of touch. He was putting it into tight windows. The other thing I noticed about the offense is it's quick. Like, they'd waste no time. It's fastest as I've seen it under Mark Stoops, as far as when the play's over, when the next play begins. It's quick. And you notice that if you're shooting, because you got the camera on your shoulder, and in between plays, you might put your arm down for a minute or drop the camera just for a second.
You don't have time.
Don't have time. Like, my right hand is going numb. Can I get a break, please? No. They're in there quickly. And they all seem to line up and know what to do. George Asafo Ajay one time jumped off sides, false start, boom, out, run a lap. You remember Jordan Swindle?
Yes, I do.
Had that problem. Well, I don't know how much Big George is going to have false starts, because that's not a fun lap to make around a football field.
Now, let me ask you this, and I don't want to bring anything down, but we've talked about a tendency to get really excited.
Yes.
When we see good things at camp, especially early on.
I've already predicted playoffs for They're going to be in the Final Four playoff.
It's Kentucky versus Kentucky still. So it's sometimes it's hard to tell if one unit is, if the defense is good versus, you know, if the offense is good, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you legitimately, taking emotion out of it, feel better having seen some of the practice?
No.
Because it sounds like, you know, definitely what we heard, what I've heard from you and what we heard from John Hale yesterday is everyone looks bigger. Yeah. Everyone certainly is starting to look the part.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is a necessity. I didn't see Drew throw the ball yesterday, but a lot of, you know, the media that was out there reported he looked good, looked in command of the offense, definitely looked like he knew what was going on out there, and the receivers were responding.
But I thought the same of Tolles at this time last year. I mean, even though Tolles and Barker were in a battle, you know, what we would hear was, God, they're so close. They're so close. Really? I feel good about either one of them playing.
Mm-hmm.
Tolles is just a little bit better. Experience gave him the nod. And it wasn't like, no, neither one's bad. It's just Tolles a little bit better. And there were reasons to be optimistic on the defensive line, at linebacker, in the secondary. Legitimately, they do look bigger. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Just going back and thinking about the teams that I've seen at Kentucky Media Day practice, interviewing them, where you're standing right next to them, so you have a really good gauge on how big a fella are you.
Yeah.
They do definitely look a lot bigger. Receiver-wise, I would have to say yes. All right, I'll put it this way. On paper, or not on paper, but just the look test and just the knowledge of what was there and what you have, then yes, better. But as far as just, it's just so early, it's so unproven.
It is.
When
it
it's
is.
Unproven, then there's nothing you can say. Drew Barker's unproven.
He is.
Jabari Greenwood looked great yesterday. He's unproven. Yeah. He's never played in a football game in the SEC, ever.
Yeah, my enthusiasm is very tempered. However, the one thing that I really can get behind is I understand there needs to be battles at every position. I hate an unsettled quarterback battle.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it hurts the team. I think, like, even last year, the fact that they were so close, the red flag should be that one of these guys didn't snap up and take that job.
Yeah.
That's more of a red flag than a positive that, hey, they both look good. Where's the one guy that's coming up and saying, this is my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running the show. And when Drew Barker's given that knowledge a while ago,
mm-hmm.
it allows him to know the whole time it's me or nothing. So I got to make this happen.
And he's got an entire off season to work on it.
And I'm this is the first time I think since Stoops has been here, and really probably since they've been to a bowl game, where there hasn't been who's going to be the starting quarterback. And maybe we all knew it'd be Patrick Tolles stuff, but the coaches weren't willing to say it at the beginning. I think going into a season, knowing who your starting quarterback is the biggest advantage this team has this year, in my mind. And that's without Drew Barker being proven, like you said.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not going to live up to it. But right now, that's the part that I feel the best about.
I feel like he is the only thing that can keep this offense from not producing. Because yeah. I just, seeing the receivers, okay, you last year it was, this receiving group looks good. That was preseason last year. A lot of talent. Garrett Johnson, Jeff Bidette, Blake Bone, Dorian Baker, Ryan Timmons. I mean, these are guys you thought, hey, this is a good group. A lot of potential. Athletic, talented guys. Mm-hmm. It didn't go that way. It just didn't. All those guys are back, plus Taven Richardson, who is built almost like Dorian Baker. They're almost the same dimensions. And Jabari Greenwood, which is kind of a long, lanky guy. So those two guys, I heard, who said this? Somebody said this, and I'm sorry I'm not attributing it because I can't remember who said it, but it was just this week. I think it was Lamar Thomas. That's who it was. Said, well, guess what? You drop a ball, you're not going to hold us hostage anymore. You're not going to hold the offense hostage.
They've got enough.
Because we got somebody else nipping at your heels. We can put somebody else in there.
And really, they've got a tight end in C.J. Conrad that they can use like almost like a receiver like they did with Jacob Tammy.
Eddie Grand brought up the name Greg Hart as a leader on offense. He's another tight end.
Yeah.
Darrell Long. Didn't hear much from him last year, but a lot is expected of him. He's a bigger tight end, looks good, pass-catching tight end. So you add to that the running backs. Boone Williams, Mykel Horton, Saheem King, JoJo Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's room for one of those freshmen to jump in there, but A.J. Rose, you know.
And Eddie Grant said he's not opposed to one of those freshmen coming up and playing.
Right. John Toth up front. Just so much experience. Ramsey Myers on the inside. Nick Haynes on the inside. Those three together, a whole lot of experience. Mm-hmm. They know what they're going to see. And then there are good, talented bodies there on the tackle spots. They just need to develop it a little bit. So my point is, only Drew Barker could mess that up. Not all of those guys. There's going to be a couple, three playmakers at least in that group where if you get them the ball, they'll make something happen. So only Drew Barker could keep this offense from going forward and doing well. So he doesn't have to be Andre Woodson, 2007. He needs to be Mike Hartline. Sorry, right. Mike, but Mike Hartline was good. He was good.
When you went over those numbers a few weeks back, it's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially for all the flack Hartline took, there hadn't been anyone that sniffed him since.
Nowhere close. And he was good. Not great, but he was good. People will argue this about Andre Woodson. They'll say without Keenan Burton, Stevie Johnson, Jacob Tammy, Dickie Lyons Jr., Raphael Little, that they made him a good quarterback, that he was okay. It was them. I've just heard that argument before. I'm not saying that's what I feel, but I've just heard that argument. Well, the potential is there. UK's got more of those guys, more experienced guys, and even heard yesterday Stoops said that Barker and Dorian Baker have been working together. He's seen them working together. And he even mentioned that he believes Dorian Baker is a little bit more mature, that he's hesitant a lot of times to give too much praise to somebody, but he gave enough to say, I can tell a little bit of a difference. He's not joking around as much. You could see that too. Just from one practice, I could see that as well. Maybe you thought Dorian Baker wasn't as serious as he needed to be. There was another guy. I'm not going to call him out yet. It's unfair, I think. But I did see him not being serious enough, I thought, anyway. And then it kind of showed up when they were playing. And it's one of those things. It's like, remember Josh Harrelson with Calipari's jokester. Oh, didn't take it serious enough. And then I got his attention.
Yep.
He did, and look what happened. That might have been Dorian Baker before. I don't think it is now. There's another guy in that group that is him now, but you got to give him the benefit of camp and playing a season before I just call him out after seeing him from one practice in media day or something. Yeah, in last year. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from another one of these UK freshmen.
I also want to talk about the Calipari's on Twitter. They are on a family vacation right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I am cracking up every time they tweet something.
Yes, I saw those as well. We'll do it next, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Command and conquer. That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So many ways to listen to the show. The number one rated local sports talk show on the weekends among men 25 to 54.
So we're going for
WLXG.com. is one way, and then the app through iTunes or Google Play. You just type in WLXG and download the app. So easy. Tap the app. You're listening to us.
Yep.
Or whatever's on the air at that time. And
if you miss anything, we do have a podcast. So check that out. That's also
iTunes and Google Play. You just type in the Dan and Mary Jo Show, and it's not just today's show, but you know, several shows back, on and on.
Yep.
That you can check out where we've had good guests, like an appearance by Cecil yesterday was pretty good from what I heard.
How do you spell that, Dan?
Oh, gosh. So he said, Josh, he spelled it like diesel with a C.
Yes.
D-I-E-S-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Now, traditionally, Cecil is spelled C-E-C-I-L.
Yes.
Cecil. I mean, there is no question.
That's the only spelling I've ever seen.
Yes. And Josh's explanation of spelling it that way was it rhymes with...
Yeah, Vin Diesel. It's like if he was named Vin Cecil, that's how I would spell it.
This is what we deal with. Do you understand
our plight? Vin Cecil and Vin Diesel sound different, actually.
Diesel? Cecil? His name... When Cecil didn't call in...
I'm sorry I let you down once again, Dan.
It's okay. I mean, I've gotten used to it. I manage my expectations now.
Yeah, you set the bar low, right?
Yeah. Yes. Good. So when you break through, like, yeah, all right. It gives me a chance to praise you because otherwise it would be nothing but criticism.
I'm good. I'm good with handling criticism.
So, Mary Jo, the Calipari's are on vacation. The last time was Jersey Shore a few weeks ago, and his kids went through the house and took pictures of all the basketballs.
And
all the photos.
Photos of him. Not family photos, just pictures of himself, of
right.
Cal.
Right. My favorite of that, by the way, was a basketball autographed by himself. A basketball to him autographed by him in his own home. In his own vacation home.
Yeah.
But Calipari likes Calipari.
I don't know where they are. They're somewhere tropical, right?
Well, he tweeted out a picture of guys with some guys from Boston. Maybe that's the group that they're with. That they're.
But he's out tanning and calling himself Tan Man,
right?
According to Brad and Megan, and they keep snapping like photos of him where he doesn't know it, and then posting it on Twitter, and it was cracking me up yesterday.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't follow the rest of the Calipari's, I mean, obviously you probably added Brad if you weren't following him before because now that he's a member of the basketball team. But Megan and Aaron.
Yeah.
They got some fun stuff on Dad. All right, we're going to take it. When we come back, on the other side, we're going to hear from Cash Daniel. We're going to hear from Landon Young. We're going to hear from Drew Schlegel. Who?
Right.
I'm telling
you. That's what
I said. I'll explain who Drew Schlegel is, and you'll love Schlegel. You'll love him. And then we're not going to play this yet. We'll hear from TJ Carter as well on the other side. TJ Carter, apparently, into fencing in his youth. And we'll get into that a little bit and talk more UK football, and you can join the conversation. 381-1313 or at MJP18 or at DRIEFFER or at ESPN Radio. Lex, we'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road. With a fabulous new working showroom, you can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Was at his camp, and he was asked what motivates him, and he says he's chasing that ghost that got started in Chicago. That ghost would be Michael Jordan, of course. How you think Michael Jordan felt about that being called a ghost?
Who you talking about? Who do you think you're talking about right now, bro? You're talking about ghosts.
Go sell more shoes than you.
Yeah, I say, you want to go take this out back? We can go do this.
The Right Time with Bomani Jones, weekdays from 4 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio or on the ESPN app.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. The Yankees will hold a news conference with Alex Rodriguez with live coverage in an hour on ESPN Radio and SportsCenter. Yankees didn't give any details on the presser. The 41-year-old A-Rod is hitting .204 this season, 9 home runs, 29 RBI in 216 at-bats. In the last month, he's lost his DH job against righties and has been basically on the bench. Rodriguez with a $20 million salary this year, $21 million next season, the final year of his 10-year, $275 million contract. Then on Tuesday, no matter what happens, he is at peace with himself. On the field, in a matchup of National League division leaders, Brandon Belt homer, doubled, single. Giants defeated the Nationals 7-1. Washington outfielder Bryce Harper left the game in the sixth with a neck issue. Jonathan Lucroy homered twice. Carlos Beltran had a couple of hits. Rangers beat the Astros for the 10th time in 12 meetings this season, 10-2. ALERA leader Aaron Sanchez had his 10-game winning streak end, gave up 4 runs on 9 hits in 6. He and the Blue Jays fell to the Royals 4-2. Make it 10 wins in 11 games for the Tigers. They took care of the Mets at 6-5, are within two of AL Central leading Cleveland. Ichiro picked up career hit number 2,999 in the Marlins' 12-6 loss to the Rockies. Ichiro is slated to start today as he tries to become the 30th player ever to reach 3,000 hits. Brett Favre, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, among those inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Carl Edwards, the pole sitter for the Sprint Cup race. Jeff Gordon, subbing for the injured Dale Earnhardt Jr., starts 21st at Watkins Glen.
Newly inducted Pro Football Hall of Famer, Orlando Pace.
The Hall of Fame is the pinnacle, my Matterhorn. I never spoke to anybody about my goals, but it fueled the fire inside me.
Reaction with Mike and Mike Monday on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports, baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading. Check it out online at bgsg.org. Bluegrass State Games, sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism, LFUCG, Pepsi, Kentucky Utilities, Central Bank, the University of Kentucky, and Papa John's Pizza.
The Nest Center for Women, Children, and Families gives children a chance, victims a choice, and families a future. Join us this year on Saturday, August 27th, for our annual fundraiser, A Night for the Nest. To benefit this long-standing nonprofit community organization, A Night for the Nest is an elegant celebration at the beautiful Normandy Farm. From 6 to 11 p.m., enjoy music by Mercy Men Band and Raleigh Daly and Danny Cecil Duo. Dinner by Chef Renata at Creative Table Kitchen and Catering, and locally created cocktails. Participate in a silent auction and put your name in for an exciting raffle to win a trip to Florida with airfare and accommodations provided. It's A Night for the Nest, and you don't want to miss it. Saturday, August 27th, from 6 to 11 p.m. at Normandy Farm. Your support will help provide a safe place for education, counseling, and support to women, children, and their families in crisis. For tickets, call 859-259-1974 or visit nestlexington.org.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers received $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are, as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Final hour of the show. All right, Drew Schlegel, who is he?
No clue.
Don't know.
You know, instead of Mary Jo, as I reach down to find my media guide, yeah.
Instead of chit-chatting during the break like we did about nothing to do with this show or what we're going to do for the next hour, I should have been getting out the media guide to tell you about Drew Schlegel, because I'll just tell you this. And this is what I do know. He's not going to play this year. And he may never play more than mop-up duty, you know.
But he was never going to go anywhere else but here, correct?
Yeah. He is 5'11", 200 pounds. So he's not a big guy, all right? If I could describe him, how would I describe? Like, he's not the size of a bowling ball to say that he's a bowling ball type guy, but I think of the guy for Scott County, which we did call the human bowling ball. Noah was the running back for them. He was just like, just pounded in there. Just a fullback who just pounded in there. All right, so he's just a tough-looking little dude. There he is. I'll show you his picture. You see him?
Yeah. Got a great smile, though.
So, I mean, I don't think he can't be on scholarship. I didn't ask him, but he's not. I'm sure he's a walk-on. So he's a 3-year starter and team captain at Regis Jesuit. That's in Colorado, in Parker, Colorado. You know, he played well. He's a good player. Lettered two seasons as a back for the rugby team and led the team to a state championship. Now, how many schools in Colorado play rugby? They were They were the best. He picked UK over Wyoming, Colorado State, and San Diego for football and turned down Army West Point for rugby. So maybe he is on scholarship. And, you know, I say he's not going to see the field. He could be on special teams.
Yeah.
For sure. And be a big-time special teams contributor. But I'm just saying 5'11", 200 pounds, that's not going to get you in there ahead of Cash Daniel, Boogie Watson, those guys. So he is the son of Mike Schlegel. Mike was a tackle and team captain at Kentucky from 1992 to 1995. All right, now, Drew says his nickname is IC3. I did not ask him about that. I regret that now. I should have definitely asked him about his nickname.
I know. I thought you were just going to explain what that meant.
IC3. Maybe he wore number 3 in high school and he was icy. I don't know. But he chose Kentucky because his dad played at UK, and that was his dream, to play for the Wildcats. He says his sports hero, grew up in Colorado, by the way, sports hero is Isaiah Cannon because he's the greatest player of all time and he overcame adversity. Isaiah Cannon, Murray State, UK.
I know, but I was trying to reconcile in my head. Greatest player of all time. And I was thinking, is that the same Isaiah Cannon? The only one I know.
He's the greatest player of all time for 1 year at Murray State.
Yeah.
The other year was pretty good. That 1 year, he was the greatest player of all time. Okay. So, you got the background on my boy Schlegel. I love Schlegel. You know why I love Schlegel? Because of this right here. Play this interview. I promise you, you'll love Schlegel too.
What was your memories of UK growing up? Like, how did it come to you?
Well, I remember always having the jersey on, Jacob Tammy jersey, Randall Cobb jersey. I love wearing jerseys, and I always wore a UK jersey to school, so it was always wanted to be a Wildcat.
So, I mean, even as young as you can remember, did your dad, like, have UK games on or that?
Oh, yeah, we had UK games on every Saturday. We watched the basketball games. Even my baby picture, I'm holding up a little UK football in a beanbag. So as long as I can remember.
But you grew up in Colorado, right?
Yep, grew up in Colorado.
Now, Dad tell you any stories about his time? Are there plenty of those?
There's plenty of those. I get one every day I'm here. Get one from camp stories till game stories. So, yeah.
Now, what about rugby? I saw that you had an offer to play rugby at Army, West Point. Was that a decision you really needed to think about?
Yeah, I actually could have gone anywhere in the country for rugby. Cal for rugby, which is a top rugby program. Army, they're all varsity programs, have their own facilities. So, I mean, it was a tough choice, but in the end, I had to pick football.
And UK.
Oh, of course, UK.
So rugby, and then I see that another one of the things that you would like to do if you weren't playing football was be a boxer. Is that?
Oh, yeah. I have 3 years of boxing. That's my dream job, to be a boxer. I love the mean toughness of rugby and boxing, so I love the tough sports.
So here, how is that kind of mindset and attitude playing out here so far?
Oh, you got to come in with that mindset, especially at my height, playing linebacker. You got to come in with the boxing rugby mindset, be mean.
Who's the meanest then among the linebackers?
The meanest? Ooh. I couldn't say right now. They're all pretty mean, but we got a lot of mean dudes.
I wonder how the Jacob Tammy jersey at high school in Colorado went over. Well, I guess maybe when he played for Denver.
Yeah.
That was probably a throwback. Yeah.
Let's see. Last year. I mean, yeah, somewhere in there. Somewhere during his high school years, Tammy was playing for the Broncos.
Yeah, he was.
The Cobb jersey. Or is he wearing Kentucky jerseys?
No, he said he was wearing Kentucky jerseys. So they'd be throwbacks of good NFL players.
Yeah. Nice.
We love Schlegel.
You got to love Schlegel.
You got to love Schlegel.
Put Schlegel in. Starting on special teams first day against Southern Miss. I want Schlegel. That's why I read the media guide. One time, and I remember this, and I've never forgotten this, I was at one of the UK events for something, and Mark Story from the Lexington Herald Leader said something interesting. And it maybe was in his article, or maybe he just said it aloud. But however it happened, I wondered, I'm like, Mark, where did you get that? I mean, that's pretty good stuff. It's in the media guide. Oh, all right. Yeah. Because you glance over it, don't take the time to really dig in. And maybe it was just game notes. It could have just been a game notes thing. Like before every game, there's a stack of game notes. I glance over those. Again, you're just really busy, you know, and sometimes you just glance over it. For writers, it's more important maybe than TV. You're just cutting and burning. But if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of something, you can find some good nuggets. So after that, that was a lesson I learned. I always go through the media guide, the game notes. I take the time to look through and see if there's anything in there. Especially in TV, you can find some stuff because there's a bunch of other knuckleheads out there that don't read them either.
Most everyone.
Yeah. So, I mean, just by looking at the media guide, that's where I got... I would never have interviewed Drew Schlegel. Yeah, the tap dancing. But I, yeah, never would have interviewed Drew Schlegel had not seen some of this other stuff. But the one other thing I didn't get to him, would have loved to have asked about this, Gunnar Hoke, his uncle is a linebackers coach for the Broncos. Had no idea. So I wonder what kind of access that gave him, you know?
And that's not your first job in coaching, so surely he's probably had some.
Yeah.
Some big-time jobs.
I mean, let's go vacation with Uncle whoever. His name's Gunner. Uncle Rifle out in Colorado. I don't know. But so he could probably tell stories about going to training camp, hanging out with Peyton Manning or something like that, or got some pointers from Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
We'll never know because you can't talk to him until he plays in a game now, which won't happen this year.
Not for Gunner.
No. So I guess we'll talk to him in the spring.
File that one away. Yeah. Ask about Peyton Manning next year.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more on the freshman coming up. Still, we're going to hear from T.J. Carter, of course, the defensive end, true freshman that has gotten a little talk about how good he looks and how much he looks like someone who could contribute this year. Plus, this is the one you really don't want to miss. Is Landon Young and Cash Daniel and the banjo. I'm telling you, it's worth
That's
tuning in.
That's a tease.
Yep, sure is. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Mike and Mike.
I'm Ian Fitzsimmons in for Greeny with Mike Golic. 18 trades, and that's a trade deadline.
Yeah.
In Major League Baseball, and one of the biggest ones and one of the biggest winners, the Texas Rangers. They get Jonathan Lucroy, Carlos Beltran, and Jeremy Jeffress, reliever. Huge.
That's a great haul.
Huge move for the Texas Rangers.
They were big, big-time winners yesterday.
You look at that lineup now.
Strong.
Top to bottom, there isn't a hole.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Moses's in Georgetown is the destination for parts and services for all of your lawn equipment. 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, across from the Broadway Mini Mart. They offer services for Cub Cadet, Troy-Bilt, Husqvarna, Sears Craftsman, Poulan, and many more. Summer's in full swing, so don't forget about Moses's. They'll keep your lawn looking hot as the season. Moses's in Georgetown, the only stop for expert service on all your outdoor power equipment. Located at 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, across from the Broadway Mini Mart.
Work week been a struggle? Need something to get you over the hump? Wave Lounge has brought back Wind Down Wednesday. Official Hump Day celebration starting Wednesday, August 10th. Wind down with Wave Lounge, 8 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. Indulge in $10 bottles of wine, Moscato, Pinot, Chardonnay, and Sweet Red, while DJ Pretty spins sultry sounds. Don't drink, no problem. There are several drink specials to quench that thirst while you're enjoying the best food in the city. Wednesday, August 10th, 340 East New Circle Road, across from Kroger Plaza. The Wave is here. Wave Lounge.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, thank goodness for football, Mary Jo, because I was thinking a moment ago, if not for football, we'd probably be talking about, I don't know, Donald Trump or something this week. I mean, we would have our takes on what's capturing the nation is this crazy election, and as John Oliver from Last Week Tonight calls it, something I absolutely cannot repeat on radio. But he has a name for the election that involves several words that are just not safe for radio that can only be played on HBO, which is where his show airs.
And why it's so funny.
Yeah. But it was a crazy week. We would be talking about that, except it was UK Football Media Day and Fan Day and Open Practice. And I got to say, I was just loving it. Just loving being out there, seeing them play. Ryan Timmons had this catch. And you know, Mark Stoops was asked again, and it's the topic. And it's Ryan Timmons came in with so much hype. They visited two guys when they got here, Mark Stoops and DJ Elliott. As soon as they got here, they went and saw Neil Brown, Ryan Timmons, and Jason Hatcher. First kids they visited. And I can even remember interviewing Tommy Maynard that first summer about not just how good Timmons was in the state of Kentucky, but overall that Ohio State wanted him.
Florida had offered him.
He's electric. I mean, so he's not lived up to those expectations yet. And this is supposed to be it. And honestly, I'm rooting so much for him.
Because, I know. He's a great kid.
Yeah. Covered him in high school and you just feel a little bit different about those guys that you get to see play in high school and you talk to them and you just want them to do well. And there is a lot of pressure playing for Kentucky and being a big-time recruit in this state to play for the state school. But he made a catch yesterday that was just awesome. And the throw by Barker was just in a place where only Timmons could catch it, but Timmons would have to make a great catch, and he did. Mm-hmm. And it was in front of people. It wasn't 65,000 on a Saturday night. But it was 2,000 on a Saturday afternoon, and there were a lot of cheers for the catch he made. It was impressive. He looks to be playing out of that slot with Garrett Juice Johnson, Charles Walker.
Who also had a nice catch, too.
Yeah, he did. And Charles Walker, catches everything. He doesn't have the electricity of Timmons in the open field. It's just not as athletically gifted as some of those other guys, but he gets it done, you know? Jabari Greenwood, several nice catches. He's promising. He's got to get on the field. He will. I mean, Mark Stoops even said it. Yeah, he's showing up.
Yeah.
So that's why we talk about the receivers. There was all that talk about their potential last year. Well, if those guys don't live up to the potential, there's a couple more who they can throw in there and try out. Taven Richardson and Jabari Greenwood, a couple of them. Joe is on the line this morning. Our buddy.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning,
Joe. Hey, good morning. Y'all really hung me up because I was cooking Slaco for dinner today. You know? I didn't know what y'all was starting to talk about.
I can hear you cooking in the background, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm baking some chicken, and I made some au gratin potatoes, and I got fried green tomatoes, and I'm going to do some type of little corn with some succotash.
Oh, man. All right, well, if Schlegel was a dish... It's got to be German, right? It's the German dish, yeah. So what is it?
It's a sauerbraten with sauerkraut and potatoes. That's all it is.
Sauerbraten with sauerkraut and potatoes.
Yep, I mean, real simple. Hey, but the reason I was calling, kind of surprised me, and then I figured it out. You know the Paris Greyhounds only have 2 home games this season?
What?
Yeah. Well, what I figured out, probably what's happened, they're building that big new multimillion-dollar facility down there, and they probably don't have room for people to get in this year. Paris.
What are you talking about? What multimillion-dollar facility are you talking about?
You haven't heard about this for the football and the teams?
I'm sorry. Oh, man. I have not. No.
These back construction, Hunt's Brother Pizza, 2 or 3 other construction companies come in there, and they're building like a $3 million facility for the Paris Greyhounds.
What?
Free of charge.
No.
Yep. Yep, they're putting some money into the school.
Wow.
And I think what it is, you've had so many students leave because it's such a small school.
Yeah.
And it's like when I was going to Paris back in the 70s, it's considered a prep school. The academics are really, really strict. So they do tend to run off several athletes. Mm. So they're trying to reverse this trend that they've got going on. But this place is supposed to be awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure enough, at Blanton-Collar Stadium, they only play Bracken County and Nicholas County back-to-back September 30th, October 7th. And the rest of the time, they're on the road.
Yeah, that's the only reason I could figure it is because they're going
to
have construction crews and everything in there. So
has to be.
Yeah, it's a 4,500 square foot facility on the athletic fields.
Yeah. It's going to be really nice when they get it up there. And glad to hear y'all talking about football. I've been lost because the Reds, you know, they just playing pitiful this year. And they make me so mad I can't stand it. And then they keep trading away everybody that's easy. Even decent on the team.
Yeah, it's time for football.
Yeah.
Flip the switch. There's football on tonight, Joe. Football on tonight.
Yes.
Your Packers are playing tonight.
You're dang gone straight, and I'll be right there probably about half drunk. You know? Because I'll be so happy, you know. I went out and bought extra beer yesterday just for Sunday ball game, you know. Hey, I got to get off here. These tomatoes got to be turned over. I'm going to burn them. Y'all have a great one.
All right, thank you, Joe.
They won't cook themselves. Yeah, Brett Favre actually asked if he could come in for the first few series, and then they showed Aaron Rodgers in the in the crowd, and he was like, basically, like, yeah,
sure.
I'm not gonna tell you no.
Yeah, break a leg. Are they playing the Colts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers tonight.
Tonight,
even if just for a few series.
I know. Put that taste back in your mouth.
God, I just happened to be flipping around the other day, and they had Super Bowl 31 on, Packers, Patriots, and showing Reggie White just terrorize Tom Brady. Oh, I was ready to go. I got to meet Reggie White when I was 13 or 14. In Williamsburg at Cumberland College, he came and spoke to their athletic banquet. So I got to go, and my dad ran like a mountain outreach program. So it's part of the school, but not has nothing to do with athletics. But I don't know how we worked it out. I really don't. Maybe Reggie was interested in that program or something. But I got to sit with Reggie and his wife and their kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Across the table, eating dinner. And then he got up and spoke. And then I handed him, like, two football cards that he signed with a ballpoint pen. Like, not a Sharpie. I just wasn't smart enough to know she needed a Sharpie. But I still have them.
Favre called him the biggest free agent acquisition of all time last night.
Well, he helped him win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
Desmond Howard. Yeah, I was loving that. I thought for a minute, okay. But here was the dilemma. Seriously, when I came across it, I was like, I'll watch this if I can remember. If the Patriots won this Super Bowl, I'm turning it. Right. And so I just hit info, and then it told me, you know, what a little quick recap. I'm like, yep, I'm watching this now. And it wouldn't terrorize Tom Brady. Drew Bledsoe. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, it was Drew Bledsoe. I wish it would have been Tom Brady.
By the way, now that we have brought up Aaron Rodgers, I just need to get off my chest how just utterly disgusted I am that Jordan Rodgers, winner of this season's Bachelorette, is the newest analyst on the SEC network.
Preach, Mary Jo.
Is there no one better?
Mm.
Yes, there is. Mm. There are hundreds better.
What is Tim Couch doing? I know he was working for Fox Sports. Are they still doing that thing? Are they going to bring him back?
I don't know.
He would be excellent on the SEC network.
Yes, he would be.
Put him on there. Maybe he's like, look, guys, the amount of time you want me to be in Charlotte, I'm not going to do it. I don't know.
But I mean, can you look at this any other way than the SEC network trying to capitalize on the fact that he was just on The Bachelorette?
No.
He was still Aaron Rodgers' brother last year. Why didn't you? And still a former Vandy quarterback.
Right.
Why wouldn't you have gone to him then?
No, it's all about The Bachelor, yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Absolutely. I like Booker McFarlane.
I do. And I love Dari Noka.
And Marcus Spears. I think AJ does a good... AJ, what's his name? Isn't his name AJ?
The
quarterback from
Alabama? Quarterback?
Josh nothing? God.
McCarron?
40 sucks.
No, AJ McCarron.
40 sucks. It's not AJ McCarron. That's his name, but that's not him though, right?
No.
That's not who's the SEC network analyst.
Isn't it Greg McElroy?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. That's who it is. He's good.
But Jordan Rodgers.
He does his homework.
Stupid.
He does a good job. Yeah, Jordan Rodgers, he'll get up there. All right. I probably shouldn't make this assumption, but I'm going to anyway. He's not going to do his research. He's going to get up there and just yap and just give opinion. Greg McElroy does his research. Mm-hmm. He knows. When you ask him a question about one of the teams in the SEC, he knows the answer because he's paid attention and spent some time doing his job. Jordan Rodgers is just going to try to look pretty and talk about football.
Right.
That's what I think.
Well,
haters going to hate. I'm a hater.
Right. And I hate this move.
Yes. Yes. So. We can agree. It's horrible. Do not put him on a football game.
Ugh.
Do not put him on one of the games.
No.
Unless it's Vanderbilt, Missouri at 11:30 a.m. Sorry, Mary
Jo.
No!
All right, there's one chance.
All right, before we go to break here, on the other side of it, let me just tell you, we're going to hear from Cash Daniel and Landon Young. Good stuff from both of those guys that you want to hear about. One of Landon Young's newest hobbies that you want to hear about. And his roommate is Cash Daniel. That's why these two go together.
That is crazy.
Yes. It's awesome. I mean, it's like Bass Pro Shops in there. So we're going to hear from those two guys on the other side of the break. But before we go to break, we are going to hear from TJ Carter, the freshman defensive end from, where is he from? I think Georgia, right? Yes. Georgia. All right, play it.
Now, I was reading Media Guide. It said he used to be into fencing. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to fence middle school. because my old school, they used to put me in a bunch of stuff. I did tennis, fencing, swimming, a whole bunch of stuff. But I did that for a little while. It was kind of fun. It's just kind of, you get tired of people poking you with a little sword. So I got rid of that real quick.
Like you said, your old school made you do that. Like you had a program where you had to do swimming and tennis and fencing?
Yeah, it was like they exposed you to a lot of different stuff. And my mom, of course, like, just do as much as you can. So I did pretty much everything they threw at me.
When's the last time you did what do they call fencing against somebody? Had a match or what?
This is dueling, I think.
Yeah, dueling.
What, seventh grade probably? Yeah, it's been a little minute, but it was fun for the most part, yeah.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
It's Uncle Ted! Friday, August 19th, Ted Nugent's coming to the Eastern Kentucky Exposition Center. Tickets available at the Appalachian Wireless box office or at Ticketmaster.com. In addition to buying a ticket, get the Danger Zone package available with a VIP meet and greet. Take a picture with Ted and get his autograph. Uncle Ted, bringing his Sonic Baptism Tour to the Eastern Kentucky Expo Center, August 19th. Call or stop by the Appalachian Wireless box office or go online to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets now.
What is it about Tony's Steaks and Seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, "This is steak nirvana." Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
381-1313, the number to call to get in here. You can listen WLXG.com and also on the app, the WLXG app. And the podcast later on iTunes. We're also on TuneIn Radio. I mean, if you don't listen, it's just because you don't want to listen.
Right.
And I don't know why you want to listen.
No reason.
Because there is great stuff like this right here. Landon Young, he is talking about a hobby that he has picked up. Okay, we know he's into shot put, discus,
wrestling,
state champion in wrestling, bass fishing is a big deal, hunting, all that stuff. And now he's added something that I believe goes perfect with hunting and fishing and being from Kentucky.
So we know about your hunting and your fishing and, you know, all this, but now you're trying to learn music too, is that right?
A little bit. I've been working on it for a little bit, and sort of once I got into college football, it slowed down a little bit, but I actually brought it to the dorm so I can learn a little bit more.
You brought what to the dorm?
My banjo.
So who's your roommate?
Cass Daniels.
How does Cash, he knows the banjo, right?
He doesn't know it, but I don't think he minds it.
Can I assume it's a five string?
Yes, sir.
There you go.
So do you guys play stuff by the Darlins from Andy Griffith's show? Or?
No, not too much. I'm still trying to learn some songs. Like I've got Cripple Creek down a little pretty good, and I'm trying to learn dueling banjos right now.
So is Cash on the jug or the...
He sort of sings. he doesn't do too much but sit there and listen, and he enjoys it, but I don't think he plays any instruments necessarily.
But that slowed down. You've been on the playbook, right?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
How is that going?
It's going good. And I've been in with a bunch of the senior linemen and in the film room and stuff, and we've just been going over it a lot, and it's registering really good with me, and real fast learning process.
So your head's not swimming, really?
No, sir, not at all, and it's sort of been a smooth ride, you could say.
A lot of people are wondering if you'll even be in the starting lineup, which is unusual in the SEC, as you know, a freshman. Do you think much about that? Can you allow yourself?
No, sir, I really don't think too much about it for myself. I just sort of play it by day, go out and practice as hard as I can, and when season comes, if they want to redshirt me, you know, I'm more than happy, you know, being able to get redshirt and develop another year. But if I do go for – if they don't redshirt me, then I'm going to come out here and I'm going to bust my tail every single day so that I can earn that playing time. And, you know, if I don't get playing time – that's okay. I'll just work harder.
You love to hear that.
I know. I'm working on dueling banjos right now. I love that you asked him his Cash on the jug. He's playing the wooden spoons.
Well, I just picture them, you know, the Darlins from the Andy Griffith Show, and the old guys just sitting there. Dooley, sitting in the holler. Dooley, give me a swaller. Dooley, give me a darn to pay you back someday. I can just picture him in there, Cash singing Dooley and landing on the banjo. And maybe Drake should be on the jug. So then we asked Cash about his banjo picking roommate.
Yeah, you
now.
Have to.
So you got to play this now, Josh.
No, he's my roommate, and so I hardly got to see him hardly this summer. Me and him, like, day and night schedules. He was up at 6, I was up at 10 o'clock, 12 sometimes, so I hardly got to see him. And so Landon's been a really good guy. I've known him for the past year and a half, and it's been really cool to get to know him, what kind of guy he is, what kind of talent he brings to the table, what kind of work ethic he'll bring. And, you know, it's also nice to have Buddy go bass fishing with, too.
Well, now I hear he's picked up the banjo.
I have seen that. He brought that out in the dorm the other day. I tried to act like I knew what I was doing because I'm from East Kentucky. So everybody assumes we all can pick banjos for some reason. But he picked it up, actually played a couple tunes for me. So he's learning.
Well, see, I figured you'd jump in there on the jug. No,
not on the jug. Not on the jug. I'm not that really musically talented, actually.
I mean, it would just be so great to have the, what would you call it, Daniel Jackson Young Band?
I want someone to have one of those mouth harps.
Yes, that would be perfect. That's the Cash Daniel instrument right there, the mouth harp. Oh, I could just, I mean, there's, that place has probably got, they might have a deer head in their dorm room on the wall.
Yeah.
Probably. All right, so the other thing, though, that Landon Young said back before that I thought was impressive, because remember, he didn't come in the spring. Cash and Drake did.
They both did.
Landon came in, like, in June. So he's had, like, a month and a half, 2 months. And he said his head is not swimming, which is something the coaches always say about the playbook and learning what to do. And then watching Landon Young yesterday at the open practice, I mean, Schlarman never got on him about anything that I saw. I wasn't with him the whole time, but just from what I saw, he was doing what he was asked to do.
He's also taken off like 20 pounds and then re-put it back on the right way.
Yeah.
And has got himself a little more cut up.
Oh, he's a physical specimen. When we interviewed him, he said, before we do this interview, look, man, I'm roasting. Let me take these shoulder pads off. So he took the shoulder pads off. He's wearing, you know, I don't know, Under Armour, well, Nike.
Yes. Men. Oh, yes.
Nike, whatever, dry fit, skin tight, whatever mm-hmm. thing. And so you can tell there's, I mean, his body fat's probably 8% or something like that, or 6%. I mean, it's probably pretty low. He looks good. He's a big old dude. I mean, but he doesn't have the gut of an offensive lineman, you know, that little hangover. He doesn't have it. He could, so his speed and footwork, I mean, if that winds up being something that they see in this camp, it just depends on how many opportunities he gets, how they give him an opportunity. Because you go against the threes on defense, then, you know, the third string guy rushing from that left side is not going to be, you know, your best guy.
No.
So we'll see. I don't know. Al is on here this morning.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Al. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Hey, good morning, friends. How y'all doing today?
We are good. How about good. You?
I'm doing pretty good. A little bit about UK football. Craig Yeast, his son, of course, decommitted, left. There was rumors that was floating around at that Mary Jo that perhaps that took place because Yeast didn't get the job as wide receiver coach. I was able to listen to Keenan Burton on a local talk show interview this past week, and he really was reluctant to give the present head coach any glowing remarks regarding what he's doing on the field and what he's done since his tenure at the University of Kentucky. He felt like that there wasn't enough passion in previous years from the coaches to be able to get in the kid's face and ask them, you know, you continue to drop balls, you're not going to play. You know, assistant coaches can be on the sideline, and they can have the sunglasses on and watch a kid drop the ball and tap their hands and say, come on, guys, let's do better. Well, I would like to be a guy, if I'm an assistant coach, I'm going to take my sunglasses off, and I'm going to turn into Jim Harbaugh. I'm going to get a little close to them. They're going to see the fear in my eye, and I'm saying we can not continue to drop footballs in the SEC. How much of a role should assistant coaches play? How much of a role should Stoops not decompartmentalize his team and just take a full role and turn into a Rich Brook type of attitude where you got a scowl on your face doing practice and doing games?
I think Stoops is still figuring that out and still learning, and I think he wants to use his fieriness in a more maybe productive way, instead of kind of losing his head and things falling apart, like to, you know, Rich Brooks got fiery at plenty of times, but it mm-hmm. was directed, I think, in the right way. Mark Story also talked with Craig Yeast this week for an article in the Herald Leader about it.
Yeah,
where Craig said absolutely had nothing to do with me being an assistant coach. He said he still would have wanted Russ to come to Kentucky, but he said Russ Yeast is not Craig Yeast, and he didn't want to go there. And, you know, then Alabama comes in the picture and stuff. That I don't blame Craig for Russ leaving.
If we are to believe Craig and what he told Mark Story, that he would love for Russ to play here at Kentucky, and that it has nothing to do with coaching job position that he didn't get, then my theory would be that when Russ Yeast visits and is around here, that he hears about Craig Yeast more than he hears about Russ Yeast. And that could be a lot of pressure, and it could be something where you want to make your own way. You don't want to hear about it. You don't want to try to follow in your father's footsteps or try to live up to that or be constantly reminded of it. You want to let that be. I mean, in some ways, I think Patrick Toles transferred because of that. He was tired of hearing about all that, maybe. And the pressure was just too much, maybe, at Kentucky, or couldn't relax. I even saw him on Twitter last night say something about Kyle Tucker commented on the freedom that Patrick Toles appears to be showing at Boston College. And Toles kind of responded, it really is nice to, I don't know, let his hair down. He's just not dissected and picked apart the way he is here, because he's from here. So I think that is something that plays into it. If there is nothing else, shady, I wouldn't say shady, if there's nothing else under the surface that we don't know about, that isn't really behind it, then that would be what I think is behind it.
And I felt like Craig was being honest. He said, I would love to coach at UK.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This, you know, not, but this is not about that.
To your other point, I think Lamar Thomas is the answer to the question. I don't think Mark Stoops needs to say anything. I think if you do it during a game on the sidelines and show that kind of emotion and fieriness in a player's face, we saw it with McElwain down at Florida with the running back down there. And his dad is a former NFL player. Who is that? Do you remember?
No.
Anyway, he caught some criticism over that because it looks bad. You're embarrassing a kid on TV. That used to be okay. It's just not okay anymore. It's going to hurt recruiting. It's not okay anymore to do it that way. And then it draws too much attention to dropping a pass, and maybe it gets in his head. I don't know.
Square telethon.
And then Rich Brooks, back in the day when he was here and you would go to practice, he would walk around practice and observe to see how things are going. Mark Stoops is in with the secondary a lot. Now, Brooks would walk around and observe things, and if he saw something he didn't like, he would bark, and he'd get in somebody's face about it. Let him know. I just think with Lamar, I don't know that Tommy Maynard was able to do what you're saying, and I think Lamar Thomas is able to do that. He can get in their face and get after them and maybe embarrass them or make them feel uncomfortable, and they will respond to that much better than they would if Tommy Maynard did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I think the kid today is a new age kid.
Yeah.
They have a little more savvy. I mean, it's not like that they don't use choice words on the field, in the locker room, or when they play in the Xboxes. I think that these kids are mature and that they can take it. And, you know, if their parents are sitting up in the stadium, unlike kids that play juvenile sports where they run on the field and say, why are you talking to my son like that? I think that these kids can take it. They'll get the message. I just think that this is a pivotal season for UK football, for Coach Stoops, because you got a fan base that's thirsty, you know, to go to a bowl game. Continue to let Louisville can't continue to knock you out of Boho, the arch rival. And this got to be a pivotal year where we do go to a bowl game. To go back to what Coach Brooks done for five straight seasons when we went to bowl game. And I think that you get former players coming out in an encouraging way and, you know, saying complimentary things and saying critical things where they're being critical. Maybe to push the buttons of this coach to, you know, get us in a bowl game to make the front of Kentucky uniform, Kentucky, relevant again. And I think that is going to be tough in the SEC, but it is what it is, and we're going to have to do something to get to 6-6.
Well, it certainly sounds like that's the message he's given them. He's told them, look, there's no more time. We're out of time. They've given us everything. Hey, we need to do it, and it is time. And from all the reports, you know, Thursday night's meeting with the team had them ready to run through a wall for him.
Yeah. He said, you're ready to win now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Al, we got to get to a break. Thank you, man. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends, so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children. Offices Lexington.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Idle Hour Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So last 2 days, Mary Jo, have been just hot, 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 hot.
And last 2 weeks.
Yeah. But Friday, it was a little overcast. It wasn't that bad until we went out onto the field, onto the Commonwealth Stadium field, which is where media day interviews are held with the entire team, and they have their team picture and all that. Then the sun came out, and it was really hot. And then all those kids, all those players, had meetings and practice after.
Right.
So sometimes they're not fully into the hijinks that we're looking for. We're out there looking for fun, looking for a story. Entertain us and your fans, please. That's what Media Day is for me, trying to have fun with them.
Because it's almost impossible to do that once the season starts.
Yeah, right. Then it changes a little bit. And so I've had some great times doing that and just got them talking trash and different things and having fun. So I tried to get Cash to do something. He wasn't into it, understandably so. But here it is.
When I got here in the spring, it was just great to get to know all these guys and where they come from, what their story is, and then tell them mine. So that's my best friend right there. That's Josh Allen right here. So I got to know him right here.
Yeah, that's me. You know.
So, hey, he can't. Madden can't handle me.
But come on, bro. Chill out, bro.
What about
chill
fishing? Out. Is he taking you fishing yet?
No, he never took. I'm not trying to go back to Pikesville.
See,
I'm not trying to go back.
It's the same thing.
Pikesville is the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's like right there, it's like 35 miles away from each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a lot of Vills, but
Pikesville. Where you stay?
Paintsville.
I said that.
You said Pikesville.
Hey, appreciate you shouting me out.
Yeah, no problem, bro. So that's the kind of thing right there, you know, just being a great teammate and getting to know these guys.
I ain't trying to go back to Pikesville.
You know, just overall being good friends and being good buddies you can have for the rest of your life.
Now, I know that you big WWE fan.
Yeah.
And, all right, WYMT got you after that game. And that video's gone viral. But that was emotion. That was raw emotion.
Yeah.
Right after a game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you reproduce that? In talking about, like, you can't talk about the season because then you would have to talk about teams, and you can't do that, right?
No.
So could you give us your promo for camp, what you're going to do to this camp, how camp is going to go? Can we get that out of you? I mean, you take the microphone.
That's a straight.
You turn on your WWE.
That was a straight emotion, you know, type thing.
You don't have it?
No.
See, I know guys that can just turn it on.
No, I can't turn it on. I got to be, like, in my pads. I got to have my gear on, my eye paint. You know, I got to
You don't have the right mindset.
I don't have the right mindset. My mindset right now is just go to lunch, honestly. My mindset is going to get something to eat, take a nap, you know, and get ready for these meetings and practice. So, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I had to give it a shot.
If I get a chance to play, you know, make a big play against Florida or Alabama or somebody, then come holler at me.
All right.
And then, you know, then you'll get a good piece out of that.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I mean, they know what we're after, you know. Then you get a good piece out of that. Come back and see me after I do something big against Alabama or Florida.
I ain't trying to go back to
Pikesville. Yeah, Josh Allen. He's from New Jersey, I think. He's like, yeah. I ain't trying to go back there, bro. They looked at me different. Oh, Cash, though.
He goes, there's a lot of Bills.
Cash is great, though. I mean, these guys are going to be fun.
Yeah.
They're going to be fun for years.
The nucleus, especially of the in-state guys that they're building now. I
And this week, it's going to be all week long. You're going to start hearing from them on a daily basis. I just love it. I just love camp and just the information, the day-to-day, the following it, you know. So there's going to be, I think, Mark Stoops talks at noon tomorrow and noon on Tuesday and then maybe like 11 on Wednesday. It's every day starting. And then Saturdays, usually they scrimmage, so you get to find out. Usually there's some information.
We can't usually see the scrimmage, right, but yeah.
But usually some information leaks out about what we hear.
Yeah.
That's something like, because some of the season ticket holders are allowed to go in and they're told not to say anything, but come on. Don't tell me you can't say what you saw. Hey, I will say this. I'm so glad that Kentucky didn't do what Georgia did. We don't have time to talk about it now, but Georgia said, welcome to Fan Day. Please no photography or tweeting.
Right. Kirby Smart's kind of been a jerk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Since
Mark Stoops is not, thankfully, for us. Thanks for listening this weekend. We'll be back next weekend with more football talk.
Yes,
come on.
Finally.
Football on TV tonight. Yes. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.